Are we discouraged? No. Are we going to rise up? Yeah. What are we going to do? Rise up, no doubt.
That was Susan Jealous, engaging some people that gathered together in support of advancing women's rights. The Women's March 2020, the fourth since its inception in 2017, saw smaller turnouts at over 200 marches worldwide compared to the first march. Despite this, a crowd formed outside the courthouse in Logan on Saturday afternoon to hear the message of progress, continuing struggle, and inclusivity. Whitney Howard is a student activist from Utah State University.
I think we have a misrepresentation, maybe a gendered misrepresentation, about leadership and that you have to be stoic and unmoved. And I, in my own personal experience at least, that's not really true.
The theme of the march was Rise Up, with targeted goals of addressing issues including mental health, gun violence, climate change, and disability discrimination, problems that often affect women more strongly than men. At the poster-making session, I met one young woman who identified poverty as the primary challenge facing women around the world.
A majority of the people in poverty in the world are women, especially of reproductive age, so they're being affected at a higher rate than most people, so they should have a say in the matters too.
The march in Salt Lake City saw hundreds of participants braving the cold, where equal pay, women's health care, family planning, equal representation, and affordable child care were focal issues. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.